Now, the opening bell on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Brought to you by Nusenda Credit Union. The power of we.
And at the opening bell this morning, the Dow is down about 93 points. S&P down 37. It's now time for our stock update, sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, the market was mixed yesterday to start the final week of September, and the market's kind of in a holding pattern right now with only four stocks in the S&P. The FANG stocks, as they call them, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google, accounting for 40% of its increase. So you could say that investing is a lot like gambling, because 4 out of 500 doesn't sound like good odds.
Yeah, not even in Vegas, right? Very observant. This market has been dominated this year by a handful of stocks, mostly the mega-cap trillion-dollar stocks, the stay-at-home stocks. With the new variant and mask mandates, investors are once again scared, Bob.
Well, that, as you like to say, and many others do as well, when others are fearful, be greedy. So is it time to be greedy?
Well, there's always opportunities out there. There's also pitfalls, but our listeners need to separate in their minds the difference between gambling and investing.
Okay, so what is the difference, really? I mean, give us the Economics 101 version, Professor Panagopoulos.
I'm not a professor. I'm just a CFP, but again, there is a difference. So let's look at the basic definition of a riskless return.
All right, tell us what is riskless, since you always say nothing's riskless in the stock market, obviously, not even cash when you subtract taxes and inflation.
Very good, Bob. You get an A. You must have been a good student. Again, for our listeners who may not know the answer, let me do the math for you. A riskless return is a U.S. Treasury bond. In theory, this would be something that would never default. In our 250 years of our nation's existence since 1776, we've never missed an interest payment or a principal payment. So pretty safe, right?
Yeah, if that's true, why not pull all of your money into treasuries or put it all there? But I know with inflation running about 4%, according to the Consumer Price Index, your money won't hold its value. It feels like inflation is more like 10%, though, if you're buying gas and food.
Yeah, Bob, you know that, right? Walk around inflation, you know, the government tells us 4%. Again, having all your money in fixed income investments and the Fed's printing trillions of dollars, you're right. Those investments are not holding their value. So go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. Go to the resource tab, and you see how much the Fed is printing. Bob, it's now $8.4 trillion. That's up from $840 billion in 2007. That's 10 times more paper chasing gas, food, electricity, insurance, computers, cell phones, cars, you name it, with a shortage of microchips, employees, oil, copper, lumber. In short supply, Bob, everything's going up in price.
Now, having all of your money in fixed income may be risky when you factor in taxes, which you're expected to head up to as well, with a new proposal from the Biden administration. Again, on Friday, Congress needs to raise the debt ceiling. And how will that affect the markets this week if they don't get that done?
Well, you know, we're beyond pins and needles, right? The Biden administration has made this investing game easy. Let me explain how that is. Again, it's not a gamble. Gambling is betting on the government, Bob, won't keep printing money, and that Washington won't raise the debt ceiling. You and I know that's not going to happen because
no, they always raise it.
In Washington, Bob, including Liz Cheney from Wyoming, is worried about unemployment. And, Bob, you know whose unemployment they're worried
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. It's theirs, so you get straight A's too, right?
Right. You get straight A's. You got it. You and I are thinking on the same wavelength here this morning. Again, you can try to reach us this morning at 828-4068, or just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. And, Bob, you know my wife, Nikki, is going to be visiting you on Thursday.
Yep. Yeah, for the Grecian Festival coming up this weekend. It's always on the opening weekend of Balloon Fiesta.
Yeah, you know, one time we changed that, and that was a big mistake. I mean, everybody looks forward to going to the Greek Festival and Balloon Fiesta. It's kind of a thing that everybody does together. And again, this is our 45th annual Greek Festival here in Albuquerque. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Nikki, you'll talk more about that. And also want to mention that this Wednesday, tomorrow, United is playing Reno, the Toros, at 7 p.m. It looks like they may make the playoffs, so let's cheer them on. They beat San Antonio this weekend. And lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, opa!
Opa!
This weekend.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Pavlos.